In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We are having at Holy Rosary the School of the Holy Spirit, and today I preached at Mass that Christianity and Judaism is experiential. The Scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It doesn't say think and wonder, but taste and see that the Lord is good. And this is what Christianity is all about, experiencing the triune God, experiencing the love of the Father, experiencing the depth of love that the Son had on the cross, experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit because we're having a school of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I have often heard people say the Holy Spirit is the forgotten person in the Trinity, and if he's forgotten, nothing is happening. I'm going to tell you, it is only the Holy Spirit that does what we need to be done. He forgives our sins, yes, through the church. He not only forgives our sins through the church, but he also celebrates the Eucharist. He makes the bread and wine by the power of the Holy Spirit into the body and blood of Christ. Jerry, I'd like you to speak, Jerry McAdam, to speak about your experience with the Holy Spirit. And you can do it way back, or you can do it today, or whatever has been happening in your life.
Thank you, Father. The Holy Spirit, for me, has been working consciously in my life for about the past 35 years. When I gave my heart to Jesus Christ and invited him into my soul to be my Lord and Savior, something happened to me. And one of the things that happened was that I got a hunger for the Word of God. God's gifted me with a very good memory. And as I've read his Word over the years, it stayed in me. David says, "Your Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." That's a dangerous thing, because when you start to read the Word of God and the Word of God is stored in you, when you sin, you know it pretty quickly, and it can be demoralizing. But the Holy Spirit is a spirit of love, and the Holy Spirit works in the church. The Holy Spirit works in the sacrament of confession, and I have had the experience many times of a wonderful, wonderful experience with the sacrament of confession. When you go in and you tell the priest that you're a sinner and you acknowledge how long it's been since you've made a previous confession, and you tell him what is in your heart that you really know. And the fact that you have the Word of God in your heart is dangerous in that now you can realize how much of a sinner you are. Many people don't understand how much of a sinner they are because they don't know. They've done church, they've done services, they've been, quote, good people. But unless you have the Word of God in your heart, you won't know, because you have to be perfect to see God. You have to be, God wants us, it says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And that is something that we should be striving for. I believe that the Holy Spirit stays with you when you invite Jesus Christ into your life. And the Holy Spirit, you know, it's like sandpaper on rough edges. All of us, you're all chip off the old block, but there's a lot of splinters there. And the Holy Spirit will work on you to make you what God always intended you to be. That's what the Holy Spirit means to me, Father.
The Holy Spirit is all-powerful. He is God, third person in the Blessed Trinity. He glorifies Jesus Christ always. He always glorifies Jesus Christ. He also tells us things that are to come, and he also convicts us of sin. Wonderful Holy Spirit. the wonderful Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what Jesus said. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth. I remember meeting two Jehovah Witnesses, and this was the day I didn't want to speak to anybody. And as I went to my car, they met me and they said, "Can we share the scriptures with you?" And I said, "I guess you can." And they start saying, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." I said, "I love that. We learned that in public school, the 24th Psalm." Then they gave another psalm, and I said, "I love that one too." And I said, "Let me share a scripture with you. Turn to your Bibles. That says Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." I says, "Whose witnesses? Who's speaking? Jesus. Whose witnesses?" They wouldn't say Jesus. They wouldn't say Jesus. We're Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, Jesus is Jehovah with the Father and the Holy Spirit. "Oh, no, you believe you're going to heaven. There are only 144,000 in heaven." I said, "Oh, really?" The Bible says that we're already seated in heavenly places. And they said, "Where does it say that?" I said, "In the letter to the Ephesians." And, you know, I couldn't find it with all my heart. I looked for it and I couldn't find it. I said, "If I had my Bible, I'd know where it was exactly." With that, the wind blew, and I had my finger on it. And it said, "We are already seated in heavenly places." That was the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I have with me Pat Allen, and she's going to share about the Holy Spirit in her life.
Thank you, Father Tom. I am in love with the Holy Spirit. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with God, my Heavenly Father. But I had an amazing experience 5 years ago at one of your conferences, just like we're at the School of the Holy Spirit this week. And I would say if you can hear my voice, you should get here because it is truly amazing, not because of what other people are doing, but because God inhabits the praises of his people. And there is so much praise and so much worship, and he will touch you, and he will give you exactly what you need. 5 years ago, I flew up from Georgia. We used to live in New England, and I knew Father Tom. I was not Catholic. There's never been a Catholic in my family, as far as I knew. And I went home after about 5 days of praise and worship, and yes, dancing, but you don't have to dance. And I could not stop worshiping. It was like I had this worship anointing. So here I was in the Bible Belt, which we sometimes call the Baptist Belt, with my worship anointing from my Catholic experience in Boston. And I worshiped for 90 days, 3 and 4 hours a day, just sometimes playing the tapes from the conference. And in that, I just had such a longing for more and more and more of Jesus. I would be on my face before him just saying, "Lord, I have to have more of you." And this all came out of those 5 days of worship. And I did not really know what the Eucharist was. I didn't even really know what the word meant. But in a thank you note to Father Tom, to you, I was pouring out my heart and I heard the Lord say, "Tell Father Tom that you're longing for the Eucharist." Well, I didn't know that that was Catholic language, for I want to become Catholic. But what I did then was I read the entire catechism, a 700-page book, and when I came to the chapters or the sections on the Eucharist and on penance and confession, the Holy Spirit was over those sentences and over those words so powerfully that I could barely get through them. I was just sort of falling over. And I think the beautiful thing about what's going on this week at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop on Shirley Street is that these different streams in the body of Christ come together. If you're charismatic, you will be comfortable here and love it, whether you're Catholic or Protestant or evangelical or non-denominational. If you don't know Jesus, Jesus will touch you. He will touch you in the deepest parts of your soul and your spirit. He will give you what you're longing for. if you're Catholic, you will experience a freedom that you might never have known before. If you are in need of physical healing, there has been so much physical healing in the last 24 hours. Shoulders are being healed, knees are being healed, stomachs are being healed. God just knows exactly what we need. And that 5 years ago, he knew that I needed the body and blood of Jesus, and that has been the most amazing blessing. But it's the fullness of faith. It's all one package. We need to be able to worship. We need the Word of God. We need the body and blood of Jesus. And this little parish sitting here practically overlooking the ocean was worth the plane trip from Atlanta, I can say that. And there are people here from all over the country, from Arizona and from North Carolina and from New York. And I can remember thinking about a week and a half ago, I just can't quite get it together to get my plane flight and deal with details at home and get packed and maybe I won't come. And my whole family was saying, no, Mom, you have to go. Because they know what I experience, what anyone experiences when there is freedom to worship and when people are flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. And we're all called to lay hands on the sick. And God's Word says signs and wonders will follow those who believe. And you may not be experiencing those signs and wonders. So I would just invite people to come. And they're, the Word of God says a prophet is without honor in his own country. And I can just tell you, if I were in Boston, I would be here and I would drive through traffic and I would rearrange my schedule because Jesus is waiting for you. And whatever it is that's been in your heart and your mind or has been just a disease or a physical problem, Jesus just is waiting to touch you.
Jesus is available. He's available. We're inviting people to come, especially on Friday night. We're going to have a big healing service. So just come to Holy Rosary. Come tonight. Come and see what's happening. Come and be part of what's happening. This only happens once a year. And we're doing the best we can. And God is showing up. And people are being blessed. And people are being touched. And people are experiencing the presence of God. I remember being in Arizona with children. And the first night I was with them, I said, we'll do miracles. So the Lord did many miracles that night. But you know what? They weren't changed. And the next night I said, Lord, what do I do? I said, we saw miracles last night. They saw it right in front of their eyes. I said, what do we do? He says, have them sing Alleluia and I'll let my presence fall. And they'll experience my presence. So that's what we did. And they did. They experienced the presence of God. And you know, we got the smell of apples, oranges, pineapple. This morning I smelled watermelon. Oh yes, the different things that are in heaven. It's different. The wonderful watermelon. I love watermelon anyway. And there was no watermelon in the church, I'll tell you that much. But there's a lot of heat in the church. But you know what? I'm not even experiencing how bad the heat is this year. I know it's hot because I go outside and it's very hot, but I'm not experiencing the heat inside the church. So maybe that's just a minor miracle because I sweat and sweat and sweat. Before I came here, I saw in the ground some wild plant. And what it is a mustard plant. And each little mustard seed is smaller than you could ever imagine. And Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Mount Tabor, be thrown into the sea. That's the Sea of Galilee, and that's like 30 miles away. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you see, the Lord doesn't require us to have faith as big as an elephant. He knows that we're weak. He shared our weakness with himself when he became a human being in the womb of the Virgin Mary, where he went to the cross and died and was buried and on the third day rose from the dead. So mustard seed, that's all the kind of faith that you have to have. One person came to me last week, and he said, I have only doubts. So I said to the man, please, don't even think. I have no faith, he said. I said, please, that's okay. Just sit here. Just sit here. I'll have the faith for you. I'll have the faith for that's biblical. Remember the four men that led, that had the guy that was the paralyzed guy, and they led him through the roof? And Jesus saw their faith, not the faith of the paralyzed. And he healed the man, and he forgave their sins. But I said, I have the faith for you. And I prayed, that the Lord would touch this young man. And you know what? He experienced the presence of God. He experienced peace. He hadn't been experiencing peace for a long time, but he did experience peace. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou moved. I'm going to ask Jerry to tell the story about Larry Scanisi's son, because this happened many years ago. 1982, he even knows the date.
Memorial Day weekend, 1982. I was attending the Charismatic Conference at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana. And walking around, never having been there before, I started to think about, a thought came into my head, okay? Larry Scanisi's son. Larry Scanisi's son. So I don't know the son. I don't know the name. I know Larry. So I said, Lord, whatever it is, you're putting this kid, Larry Scanisi's son, on my heart. I ask you to deal with whatever it is he's dealing with. In the afternoon again, Larry Scanisi's son. So I had this experience that weekend of thinking about Larry Scanisi's son and praying for him. When God puts somebody on your mind, it's for a purpose. At the closing liturgy, there was a priest there, Father John Randall from Providence, Rhode Island. And when he led the intercessory prayer, he mentioned that there was a boy who had drowned in Narragansett Sound, and the prayer group had contacted him, and the boy had been recovered out of the water, and the mother would not let them give up on the boy. She made the EMTs keep doing what they needed to do till they got to the hospital. The doctors took over from the EMTs. They told the mother, it's useless, the kid will be a vegetable. The mother said, no, 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 keep going. And all of a sudden they had a pulse, and all of a sudden they had a respiration. Anyways, the kid
went.
His name was Nathan Billingsley. So, who knows? On Tuesday, when we had our prayer meeting, I wanted to tell Larry Scanisi that I was praying for his son this past weekend, and he wasn't there. So when the prayer meeting was over, Larry came in to get Father Tom to go to the hospital to pray for his son, Frankie, who was down in Providence in the children's hospital. So I said, Larry, he says, Jerry, I can't listen to you. I'm in a hurry. I says, I'll go with you. So I got in the car. The three of us drove to Providence, Rhode Island, and I told Larry about my experiences. I didn't even know the kid's name was Frankie. We got to the hospital. They made us put on paper clothes. We went into the room. Larry Scanisi's son had leukemia and chicken pox. And he was like on all kinds of machines, and it was looked like a TV set. Anyways, we all put our hands on the bier. Father Tom and touched his toe and anointed him. And we all prayed for Frankie. When we finished praying, we took all of our paper clothes, and I'm thinking, gee, it's almost 12:30. By the time we get back to Boston, my wife's going to be wondering where I am. And Pat, Frankie's mother, said, Father Tom, there's another kid here. Will you come and pray for him? I told his mother a priest was coming. Sure, said Father Tom. Off we went. We went to this crib, and there was a crib because it had rails all around it. And here's this, like, 9-year-old boy or so, in that 9 or 10-year-old boy in that crib in a fetal position. And so Father Tom prays. We all stand around praying. Father Tom anoints the kid, and the mother comes in. And she's so thankful that Father Tom's praying for the kid. And so she thanks Pat, and she thanks Larry, and then she comes over to thanks me. And the lady's name was Billingsley. And that was her son.
that was in that crib, the one the priest prayed for. And we all prayed for 12,000 people at Notre Dame. And I kept looking in there. I had a boy the same age. And they said, that could be my son. Anyways, we prayed and we went home. But Frankie, I met Frankie's brother last night. 2013, I met his brother. That was 1982. I met his brother last night. He said Frankie moved back from out west. He made a full recovery. He's married. He lives in Quincy. And Father Randall told me when I met him years later that that boy that had drowned in there also made a recovery. That's God working through people. When you think of somebody, pray for them. Somebody's thinking of you and praying for you too.
I don't remember the date, but I remember what we did. I remember looking at Frankie Scarnese and thinking that he looked like Jesus crucified. His whole body was completely covered with welts from the chicken pox, and he had leukemia. And we needed a miracle. Nothing less than a miracle would work. You know, no kind words, but we needed Jesus to step in and do for Frankie and Nathan what only Jesus could do. And you know what? He did. And I'm thinking, you know, we were driving, you know, late at night and got into the house past 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's when I was young. I could do those things. It was amazing. But they needed a miracle. And who did they call? They called someone who had the mustard seed faith. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou moved, and it will be moved. So we're inviting you to come to Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street. You are welcome to come tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock. Bring your dancing shoes. Bring your pots and pans. I have a shofar. I better get my shofar out. Bring something that you're going to be able to sing and dance and praise the Lord. And then we'll be hearing people speaking about what's happening, and it'll be wonderful. But you see, you've got to make the effort to come. I'm not telling you this is the only place that things are happening. I'm telling you things are happening now. Things are happening now. And this place is a place where it's happening. We have lots of people, lots of faith, lots of mercy, lots of love. Jesus is at work in his people. And again, I want to invite you tonight. And Friday night, there's going to be a humongous healing service Friday night at 7 o'clock. You're welcome to come at 7 o'clock. And if you come tonight and you can't afford an entrance, just say, Father Tom invited me. That's it. That's good enough. Father Tom invited me, and I'm here because Father Tom invited me, and he said I didn't have to pay anything. That's fine. That's fine. We don't want to, you know, infringe upon people. We want them to come and see, to taste and see that the Lord is good, to taste and see that Jesus is alive, taste and see that the power of the Holy Spirit is alive. So tonight is Wednesday evening. I ask you to come. If you hear this on Thursday, I'll tell you again, we'll be meeting on Thursday night. If you hear this on Friday, we'll be meeting on Friday night, the humongous healing service. You're welcome to come. And you know, I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. So it's very simple. The mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Let's pray slowly the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. And you know, my friends, when we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus Christ wants to invade earth with heaven, the kingdom of God. The earth is invaded with heaven. That's what's happening at Holy Rosary. We're getting spouts of heaven, drops of heaven, rivers of heaven, and you're welcome to come, and you're welcome to be with us as we worship the Lord. And remember, He is worthy to be worshipped. He is worthy to be worshipped. We praise you. We bless you. We adore you. We honor you. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. We praise you for being the great high priest, for being the one who mounted the cross and died for our sins. We praise you that you are not in the tomb, that you've been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.